Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called The Lord Your God Will Deliver the Seven Mighty Nations Over You. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 26. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://// Bible in smaller chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. Lord had it on my heart to create this for people in our busy world. In doing this, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. Which is not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So in doing this, I had to be prayerful and wasn't sure how to proceed with this. So the thing the Lord had on my heart after lots and lots of prayer was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the passages in the Bible. Although He has shown me, had it on my heart, for ways to help the understanding of the meaning, but not alter the meaning. And when there is something like that, I put it within brackets so you know. And although you can't see it because you're listening to me on the podcast, I have it in brackets on the internet. Now, I don't tell you changes I made, like it came to pass, and I will put it happened. Happened is more current term. So sometimes there's more current terms, and this will be within brackets. But I don't draw attention to it in the podcast for every time I put more current terms. Or sometimes the word he and him are used many, many times within the same passage in the Bible, so you don't know who's speaking and who's being spoken to. So at times where I think it might be problematic, I will put either of them, who's speaking or being spoken to. Not always, but if I think it might be problematic. And I don't necessarily draw attention to that. But sometimes there are things that the Lord has on my heart too that might be background information, because they may talk in one chapter about something that happened in a previous chapter or a whole other book of the Bible, and it leaves the listener or viewer kind of at a loss to what they're talking about. So sometimes I will paraphrase briefly or add Bible verses that give that background information. And I'll say within brackets, it says, anytime I want you to make sure you know that I've added that for potential clarity or understanding. Sometimes I condense, combine, and compress similar words. Also, it's on my heart not to include repetitive text that doesn't add meaning or hasn't been done for emphasis. Now, if it's done for emphasis and it adds new meaning, it will be there. And I'm just talking within a chapter. But if it's just repetitive and has no real obvious purpose, then I don't include that, which throws off the verse numbering. So being prayerful about it, the way it's been reconciled is I just tell you range, like I did today, that we're covering the book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 1 through 26. So you know that the vast majority of the verses, the vast majority of the pertinent information from those verses that the Lord had on my heart will be within this podcast. Also, if I get to a section where it's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Every now and then I can briefly summarize that future event, and I will do it on those occasions where I could do it briefly. When we get to a portion where it's referring to Jesus's words, they will be in red, which you can't see, but I'll say, Jesus said this. And then the Lord had it on my heart to put it in a table format, which doesn't affect the podcast. It reads just the same as being in a table format as if you saw it on the internet, but I just was letting you know, and hopefully find that beneficial if you go to the website. But this is only accomplished through the King James Version Bible, which I use primarily, lots and lots of prayers. And at times I use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, and other internet resources as necessary. And the title again is, The Lord Your God Will Deliver the Seven Mighty Nations Over You. When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you go to possess it, and he has cast out many before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And the Lord your God delivers them before you, and you attack them and totally destroy them. You shall not make any covenant contract with them, nor show any mercy to them. Neither shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to a son, nor shall you take his daughter for your son, for they will lead your son astray from following me, so that they will serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will grow against you and destroy you suddenly. But you shall deal with them and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their carved images with fire. For they are a holy people. For you are a holy people. I am so sorry. For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people for himself above all people on the face of the earth. The Lord didn't put his love upon you or choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for there were less of you than all people. He did it because the Lord loved you, and so he would keep the oath he had sworn to your forefathers. That's why the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of slavery and the oppressive land of hand of Pharaoh, Egypt's king. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he only is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and within brackets have contract, because covenant's like a contract, and has mercy to those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. He repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slow to repay those who hate him to their face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments, statutes, and judgments that I command you this day and do them. If you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, the Lord your God shall keep the covenant contract and the mercy he swore to your forefathers, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you. The Lord God will also bless you with many children and the fruit of your land and the grain and your wine and your oil and the increase of your herds and flocks and in that land that he swore to your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be any males or females childless among you or your livestock. The Lord will take all sickness from you and won't put any of the terrible diseases of Egypt that you know of on you, but will put those diseases on those who hate you. You shall destroy all the people that the Lord your God shall deliver to you. Your eyes shall have no pity on them, neither shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to trap you. If you shall say in your heart, these nations are more numerous than we are, how can we drive them out? Don't be afraid of them, but remember what the Lord your God did to the Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trials, signs, and wonders, and the mighty hand of an outstretched arm of the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt. The Lord your God shall do the same to all the people you fear. Also, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until those who are left will hide themselves from you and be destroyed, and you shall not be frightened of them, for the Lord your God is among you, a mighty and awesome God. The Lord your God will put these nations out before you little by little, so you don't destroy them at once, lest the animals of the field increase and overtake it. But the Lord your God will deliver the nations to you and shall totally destroy them mightily. The Lord your God shall deliver their kings into your hand, and you shall make their names perish from under the earth, heaven. No man shall be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them all. You shall burn with fire their carved images of their gods. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourself, lest you are a snare and trapped by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Neither shall you bring an abomination of these into your house, lest you are cursed like it, and you shall totally detest and loathe it, for it is a cursed thing. It's a cursed thing. Sorry, I didn't have a deal on that. I apologize. The next time I share a podcast, it will be 40 years. Your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't swell. And it covers Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 20. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.